It's 7:49 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Our Noodaloo 2, we were at the Houseware Show, Lindsay and I.
Yes.
With our lovely, wonderful friend, Diana Smaljan, who's the queen of the Houseware Show when it comes to PR.
She's just the queen.
We love her, right?
Yes.
She sends us all this great information and all these products we see, and she gets super excited about stuff, and she's like, oh my gosh, you got to look at this. And she hands us this thing, and we go, huh, wow, awesome. And then they sent us some sample, and we're like, oh, wow, awesome.
We can't wait to try it.
Wait, there's a problem.
And yeah.
Take a listen.
Our new Noodaloo 2 this week allows you to stay connected while you stay hydrated. A clear solution, pun intended. The Primula Stash-In Triton Phone Storage Water Bottle holds your smartphone, your credit cards, and cash between two water compartments in an eye-catching design. The twist-off bottom incorporates a port for headphones so you can keep listening while your phone is stowed. The tough Triton plastic construction is 100% BPA-free and leak-proof, making this bottle a great option for your workout, for a weekend hike, or maybe a day at the beach. Both bottle and lid are dishwasher safe. The Primula Stash-In water bottle is compatible with iPhone 5, iPhone 6, and iPhone 7. Protective phone cases must be removed, though, before using, as Lou and I first observed upon testing this out ourselves. But I will say, it is a clever design and a great place to stash that stuff you just don't know where to put when you don't have your wallet or your purse for whatever you might be doing. The Primula Stash-In water bottle goes for about $19.99 and can be found on uncommongoods.com. I will put a picture and all of the information up on Lou's Facebook page, so just hop on over there and like him if you don't already. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
By the way, our friends at Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizers sponsored our New to Lou 2 this morning. They're the makers of
Coop Poop.
That's right, Coop Poop. Who doesn't love that? Why don't they have a t-shirt with Coop Poop?
I'm sure they will.
All right. They did send me a nice t-shirt.
Oh, but it doesn't say anything about
it. It says healthy grow fertilizers, but on the back there should be a chicken that says Coop Poop.
I'm so glad you said chicken.
Why?
Well, it's not something else.
Oh. All right, yeah, it's true. Okay. Imagine a water bottle like the So this is a running joke between Lindsay and I all the time. When we've gone to the Houseware Show, you know, it is And I will say this, you and I in the Chicagoland area have a nice reputation with a lot of the companies that come because they know that we promote this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so when they know we're there, and it's you and I, not just me, they're excited about, oh, Lindsay, you and Lou got to look at this, whatever. And for the past few years, we would be inundated by PR people going, oh, my gosh, you got to come look at these water bottles. They have new colors. And so that was what they were excited about. Like, it's a water bottle, but now it's available in rose gold, right?
Which I would totally buy, by the way.
Okay, so if it's a rose gold water bottle, you're buying it. So anyway, there's a lot of that, right? It's like, right. Oh, there's new colors. And when you're looking for innovative stuff that we want to share with you on the radio, it's like, okay, it's a water bottle, and it's now available in rose gold, which Lindsay would buy. Mm-hmm. So this water bottle, so picture your average water bottle. It doesn't have a straw, does it?
No.
But it has a flip top.
Right.
Okay. So imagine that water bottle with a flip top. It's round, right? It's long.
You know what it kind of looks like? Tell me. You know when you go to the bank to the drive?
It looks like, yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
Yes.
The thing you put at the bank when you make a deposit, and it sucks it up.
You twist off the bottom.
Right.
To put your cat or your ID and your card in there. But this, you twist off the bottom and you can put in your credit cards or your cash or your phone.
There's a slot in the center of the water bottle. You take the bottom off, you throw your phone in there, or your credit card, as you mentioned, a couple of bucks, you need some cash. You're going for a walk. You're going hiking.
You don't want to bring your purse or your wallet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always amazed how many shorts don't have, even like exercise shorts,
right,
don't have pockets. I think it's for women. Do any of your shorts?
Yeah,
when you...
they have like a tiny little compartment, I think, for like a key.
Right, but no pockets on the side because it's all about fashion.
Yes.
Right? I don't want the bulky.
We don't want the extra bulk.
I am working to make these hips slim. I don't want anything to make me look puffy. So now this thing makes perfect sense. I'm going on a bike ride. I'm whatever. I get it all in my water bottle. I've got a water bottle. I've got a phone. It's awesome. We're like, so cool. And I take the bottom off while we're at the houseware show, and I take my phone, and it won't go in because I have a case.
Yeah.
And then I said, I know only one person. We have a guest now in our studio who's visiting. She's the second person that I know. The only person I know prior to Alex, who's here in the studio, is your husband, David, who doesn't use a case on his phone.
He refuses. And he goes through phones like water, by the way.
Because he breaks them.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't get me started on that. But but the woman that I was dealing with at the PR firm, I explained this predicament that we ran into.
Yeah.
And she said that her and her husband both have cases.
They need to make the little slot a little bigger.
I will say I still do use this water bottle at the gym because we have a little key at the locker, you know, and I never know where to put it. So I just throw it in the water bottle. I throw my gym card in there, and it's great.
Yeah.
It is great. But if that slot was a little thicker,
we're talking about an eighth of an inch.
A cased phone.
I don't even know why that would matter. Just make it an eighth of an inch bigger. I mean, unless you have the giant LifeProof case, you know, that's really thick.
Yeah.
But I don't think most people do.
No.
And can I tell you something about the LifeProof case? That's like a marketing thing. Because I know people whose phones have gotten wet and broken in that case.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then you go, oh, we're going to make a claim, we're going to pay for it, and they never do. It's like a complete sham. There. Now the lawyers are calling.
Great.
Okay?
Anyway,
the information is up on our Facebook page.
I like
we'll put it up on WGNradio.com, and it should be good. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.